This is Jordan Sekulow in Washington, D.C. Opposition to the FCC's plan to introduce a public values test and net neutrality is getting heated in Washington, D.C.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
FCC, get out of my radio. FCC, get out of my head. FCC, stop touching my audio. I know where your hands have been. We tried.
I think American media has a bad case of substance abuse right now. We are not producing the body of news and information that democracy needs to conduct its civic dialogue, and where we have had no oversight of the media. For years and years, we had some public interest guidelines.
FCC, get out of my radio.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
We're not producing as much news as we did 5 years, 10 years, 15 years ago, and we have to reverse that trend, or I think we are going to be pretty close to denying our citizens the essential news and information that they need to have in order to make intelligent decisions about the future direction of their country.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 1-800-684-3110, talking about the FCC, also bringing in the net neutrality debate that's going on, because you're just seeing some unbelievable comments coming out of people like Al Sharpton and an FCC commissioner whose father happens to be a congressman. And so we'll play some sound from her that is just shocking stuff when it comes down to net neutrality. Al Sharpton weighing in about Rush Limbaugh. Should the FCC implement this new public values test while at the same time implementing net neutrality? Let's talk about it. 1-800-684-3110. What does it mean to implement a public values test? If you're listening to a Christian radio station right now or a conservative talk station right now, it means the FCC would be very involved in regulating what's going on at the radio station. For instance, they would wonder and ask, and they would look into whether or not there's a meaningful commitment to news and public affairs program, enhanced disclosure. Does it reflect diversity? That's a big issue for conservative talk stations out there, because the lineup, again, conservative talk show host, does it reflect diversity? Is there political advertising disclosure? What about the community discovery? You may listen to a network where most of the shows are not local. I know a lot of Christian stations. I appear on a lot of shows where there may be a few shows on a station that are local, and some stations have more than others. But what if you don't? What if you're just taking in national programs like Jay Sekulow Live? Well, then the government will first, if this policy is introduced per commissioner from the FCC, Michael Copps, the public values test, they would first put you on probation, your station, for a year. And if you haven't changed enough for the federal government, your license will be revoked. It'll go back to the federal government. And we'll be at a stage where in pre-1987, it's the federal government deciding what we get to listen to. It's the federal government determining what you get to hear on the airwaves. Where do you get your news? And isn't it interesting, folks, that this is happening in a time 2 years before the next presidential election? And by the way, interesting that they could start putting radio stations on probation in a year, which would scare them so much that I don't think they'd be so involved in the upcoming 2012 presidential election cycle. So they get an election beating, and what is the left trying to do? And they dominate the FCC right now. The five commissioners, three are Democrats. What do they do, right? What do they do? They say, how can we shut down without calling it the Fairness Doctrine? Though that's exactly what this is. It is Fairness Doctrine 2.0. Much worse, much more invasive, and it will scare radio stations from running programs like Jay Sekulow Live. So what do? They want to silence us. That's why we're putting a petition together right now directly to the FCC that says this. We know this is Fairness Doctrine 2.0. Don't try to tell us this is something different and something new. We want the federal government out of our radio broadcast. Call and join that petition now, 877-989-2255. You call that number now, 877-989-2255.
This is radio nowhere. The FCC is at it again, this time another attempt to put the troubling fairness doctrine in place, a move aimed at shutting down conservative talk radio and programs like this one, Jay Sekulow Live. No, they won't use the term fairness doctrine, but make no mistake about it, that's exactly what's under consideration now. A top FCC commissioner says he wants every broadcast station in America to undergo something called, quote, a public value test, where the FCC can take away a station's license if it doesn't like what it hears. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing to protect free speech. Tell the FCC no to government-mandated speech. Free speech is the cornerstone of our freedoms. But if this FCC official gets his way, Christian broadcasting and programs like the one you're listening to right now could be taken off the air. Send the FCC a powerful message. The FCC has no business telling broadcasters what to air. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice, on the front lines, fighting to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms, tackling the tough issues, taking action. ACLJ's Jordan Sekulow.
Whether it's standing up for the rights of Christians around the globe or defending the sanctity of human life, the ACLJ is truly making a difference. All possible because of your support. And now, by using your mobile phone, you can double your gift through the ACLJ's Life in Justice Matching Challenge.
Text the word LIFE, that's L-I-F-E, to the number 50555 to donate $25 to the ACLJ. And right now, that gift will be doubled. Send a text gift, $25, to the ACLJ. Text the word LIFE, L-I-F-E, to the number 50555. That's 50555, and we'll double the gift. Message and data rates apply. Thank you.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow again, folks. I want to talk to you. 1-800-684-3110. Congressman Joe Barton, a Republican from Texas, he wrote Michael Copps, that FCC commissioner who wants to institute the public values test for radio. He said, can the five commissioners of the FCC do a better job of ensuring that Americans have access to a wide diversity of content and viewpoints than Americans can themselves by expressing their preferences in the vigorously competitive marketplaces? This is capitalism at work. Talk radio is a great way because the best shows, the shows that people want to tune into, which means advertisers advertise, the shows that get the most listeners are the shows that survive. And it's not as if there aren't other avenues to get news and information and discussion. We have the internet now with an unlimited amount of broadcasts going on there, absolutely free to a lot of people. You can listen to any show you want in the country from any viewpoint, any host, any background, and yet the FCC still wants to be involved in the most powerful tool of the conservative movement in the post-fairness doctrine world, and that is talk radio. And it's conservative talk radio and Christian radio, which is no longer scared of having shows like Jay Sekulow Live, which dive right into politics, which have members of Congress on. We're not afraid to talk about those issues here at the ACLJ. In fact, when this issue came up on Friday, we said immediately, we have to take action on this right now. And that's what we've done. A brand new petition we've got going to the FCC directly. And after I play this soundbite from Al Sharpton, I think it will be another reason that you'll want to call and join this petition now, because this is, he's speaking the message of the FCC with what he's saying and how he's casting this. Is again, it becomes racial, it becomes racist, it's all about intolerance, it's left versus right. Here's a toll-free number if you want to join a petition going directly to the FCC saying, no, we're not going to let the Obama administration implement Fairness Doctrine 2.0, which is what the public values test is, specifically when they said, does it reflect enough diversity? The federal government, I don't want them going into radio stations, local and corporate, some that are nonprofit as well, saying, Is this diverse enough for the community? How about let the community make their own decision? Exactly what Congressman Barton said. You need to join this brand new petition. You call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. It's absolutely free to join a petition, and we need you to stand with us. We want to put the FCC on notice. Hey, guys. Hey, commissioners. There's only five of them. We all know the American people. Just like we killed the fairness doctrine when you started using that word again, and then you wanted to call it diversity. Well, we killed that. Now it's the public values test. We're going to kill that one too, because we're going to tell everybody and our friends and our family, especially those who love talk radio, who get their information and their discussion from talk radio, this is Fairness Doctrine 2.0. You call our toll-free number right now to join that petition, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. I also want to remind you folks, we are now on live a full hour on XM and Sirius. So you got to check that out, a full hour. So if you're listening there or you have that in your car and you want to catch the next 30 minutes of Jay Sekulow Live, we do a full live hour now. You can do that on XM or Sirius. It started this week. So, folks, that's a great place to start listening to Jay Sekulow Live as well to get that full hour. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Let's go to Eric calling from California on line 3. Eric, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Good morning, Jordan. Thanks for taking my call. And this whole thing, what I said to the guy that answered my call, I hear more of what Hillary and many of the other liberals, Bill Clinton and all those say, Al Sharpton on Rush or any of the other show, and then Michael Medved has Disagreement Day. They are already making the other side. They're already being, if you want to call it, fair. They're... about Walt Williams and Thomas Sowell.
Eric, I will tell you this. We try to get Democrats on the show all the time. Now, we've had some success locally with some of the members of the New York City Council, for instance, who were Democrats who joined us, who agreed with us on the life issue. We may not agree on every issue, but we didn't bring them on here to start attacking them about economic issues, financial issues. We talked about the issues we agreed with. We have members of Congress who are Democrats who sign our briefs. And, Than, the difficulty, though, is transferring their support in the legal world to get them to come on radio. I think sometimes they're afraid because of their own party that it's not that we're going to be nasty to them, it's that they will get nasty comments about even showing up on broadcasts like this.
Yeah, no, I think you're exactly right, Jordan. And we have had some success, but really, you know, the issue here is even simpler than that. I mean, if listeners don't like what they're hearing, let's just trust them to turn us off. Let's trust them to change the station or use one of the other thousands of information outlets out there. Listeners can make this choice to suggest that the American people are so stupid that they can't choose one of the options and that government has to spoon feed them information. I think it's insulting to them, and it's really just a fundamental question, Jordan. It's, do we trust the 5 unelected members of the FCC to tell us what we have to listen to, or do we trust the people that are actually listening to our program or the other programs out there? I think it's a very clear choice.
All right, folks, listen, Eric brought up Rush Limbaugh, and this was interesting. Al Sharpton was on television. He was talking about Rush Limbaugh, interesting enough. Now, Al Sharpton has a syndicated radio broadcast, so he's got his airwave time to get his message out. He's on TV all the time, but that's not enough. Listen to Al Sharpton, Bite 9.
When you keep having all of these racial tones that is supported by federally regulated radio, let's remember these stations that he is on go to the federal government to get consolidation, to get waivers. The government has the right to protect free speech, but they also have an obligation to hold standards where American people are not subjected to this.
I want you to understand Al Sharpton there talking about Rush Limbaugh. Now, Al Sharpton is on radio, and is there anyone who uses more racial tones than Al Sharpton? I don't think so. Rush Limbaugh is usually playing off of Al Sharpton and making a joke, which Al Sharpton doesn't like. But I don't think there's a person who uses more racial tones to get airtime, to get his message out, than Al Sharpton, of all people. This guy, every time he's on TV, he's talking about racial issues. Now, that may be fine for some things, but we're talking about radio, and he's syndicated as a national host, and he's on TV almost every other time you turn on the TV. He's on some channel talking, and this guy, it's not enough, folks. That's why we have to be involved. See, Al Sharpton, he's not worried about losing his radio broadcast. No way. You know why? He'd start protesting the FCC on the first day that they said, well, maybe those stations are not reflecting enough diversity for playing Al Sharpton, and it's not fair that they're just playing liberal shows all the time. No, that's not going to happen. He's not scared of that. And if it did, he'd be demanding and saying that this was a racial issue. It didn't have anything to do with politics. It's all about race. But see, he's not concerned because he knows what the public values test. And everyone on his side knows the public values test is how to silence conservative and Christian talk radio shows that actually are not afraid to get involved in political discussions. This is why we have a petition going to the FCC directly saying, no, we know as the American people, we know that the, quote, public values test is just the Fairness Doctrine 2.0, worse than the Fairness Doctrine that was not ended until 1987. I want you to think back. Did you listen to shows like these before 1987? Absolutely not. You know why? They didn't exist because of the Fairness Doctrine. They were not allowed on the air because of the Fairness Doctrine. You couldn't tune in to people like Rush Limbaugh, or you couldn't tune into Jay Sekulow, especially not at a national level, which is what the Fairness Doctrine tried to do, is stop any shows from being national voices. It's why we must take a stand. Here's the toll-free number you call to join the petition, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. I don't want you to forget that this is the same federal government that also wants to start implementing what they call net neutrality. Do you realize the terminology they use? It's the public values test. It's net neutrality. It all sounds nice. We have to reject all of it. Here's a toll-free number you call, 877-989-2255. Let's go back to the phones.
Jordan, let's go to Sandy from New Jersey calling on line two. Sandy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello, and thank you so much for bringing forth this issue. Again, I am from New Jersey. I am a Democrat. I am a lesbian. And what the FCC is trying to do is insane. It's intolerable. I'm going to join the fight tooth and nail. I thought we lived in the United States where there was free speech. I think the government should be trying to plug up WikiLeaks instead of trying to put through this inane diversity does not have to be forced down anybody's throat. And I think it's intolerable. I just thank you for putting this on the air today.
Hey, well, Sandy, I want to thank you for your phone call. And I think it's a good example right there about how this is not a show where I took your call immediately because you told our call screeners you were a Democrat. And I'm trying to make the point is that that's who we like talking to, so that people get to hear from not just conservatives, but people who consider themselves Democrat, people with different backgrounds, so that they understand how diverse an audience of a show like Jay Sekulow Live can be. It doesn't mean you agree with everything we always say. But that doesn't mean it's not interesting to tune into or informative to tune into. That's why when I listen to Sean Hannity and other shows like that, you see how many liberals he takes on the air and talks to. It's because, in a way, it's how to establish dialogue and debate. And that's what talk radio is about. I think conservative hosts have done a better job at making it financially viable for networks and stations. But that doesn't mean that we have to suddenly replace all those hosts because they're successful. That's what the federal government wants to start doing. It's why you must take a stand. Call and join this petition directly to the FCC, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The American Center for Law and Justice, on the front lines, fighting to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms, tackling the tough issues, taking action. ACLJ's Jordan Sekulow.
Whether it's standing up for the rights of Christians around the globe or defending the sanctity of human life, the ACLJ is truly making a difference. All possible because of your support. And now, by using your mobile phone, you can double your gift through the ACLJ's Life in Justice Matching Challenge.
Text the word LIFE, that's L-I-F-E, to the number 50555 to donate $25 to the ACLJ. And right now, that gift will be doubled. Send a text gift, $25, to the ACLJ. Text the word LIFE, L-I-F-E, to the number 50555. That's 50555, and we'll double the gift. Message and data rates apply. Thank you. The FCC is at it again, this time another attempt to put the troubling Fairness Doctrine in place, a move aimed at shutting down conservative talk radio and programs like this one, Jay Sekulow Live. No, they won't use the term Fairness Doctrine, but make no mistake about it, that's exactly what's under consideration now. A top FCC commissioner says he wants every broadcast station in America to undergo something called, quote, a public value test, where the FCC can take away a station's license if it doesn't like what it hears. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing to protect free speech. Tell the FCC no to government-mandated speech. Free speech is the cornerstone of our freedoms. But if this FCC official gets his way, Christian broadcasting and programs like the one you're listening to right now could be taken off the air. Send the FCC a powerful message. The FCC has no business telling broadcasters what to air. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow. You know, I hope that last caller from New Jersey made a point about how diverse an audience can be for Christian radio stations, even a show like Jay Sekulow Live. It's not, everyone is not the exact same who's listening to the broadcast. People come from lots of different political backgrounds, personal backgrounds, viewpoints they're bringing into the discussion. Sometimes we'll all agree on an issue. I think this is an issue where, again, you'll see a lot of opposition to this on both aisles, Republican and Democrat, though it is the left who's constantly trying to push this. And I say left, I mean it's the extremer side, but not a side that's never been in power before. Remember, they had the Fairness Doctrine from the days of JFK until 1987. JFK to 1987, no nationally syndicated political radio shows because they didn't want them to start taking hold. And you saw after post-1987 an explosion of conservative radio show hosts, conservative shows, the discussion. And I think the reason so many conservatives will turn to radio, it is a place, and especially before Fox News, and even with Fox News, because you can't always watch your TV, it is a place where you can listen to real, honest debate about issues you care about as a conservative, as a Christian, but without being talked down to. You're not being made fun of. You're not always on the defensive. In fact, here's a place where we can be on the offensive, where we can talk about our own viewpoints in an academic way and a legal way, as we do on Jay Sekulow Live, and not be afraid of constantly having to defend ourselves or being mocked in the media. And I think that's why it was such a huge success and continues to be so with these massive ratings, especially for some of these shows like Limbaugh or Hannity, with just millions upon millions of people tuning in every single day to listen to these shows. And Christian radio, if you noticed on your dial, I think you'll see that there are more and more shows where people are talking. They're live. They're talking politics. They're getting involved in the issues. I do plenty of them, folks. Local radio shows out there which are live every day talking politics in the community, bringing in people like me to talk about specific issues as well. And I think that's a great thing, and we need more of that on Christian radio. Get people more active is a good thing for the issues that we care about. Let's get back to the phones. Right before we do, though, let me tell you, we got this brand new petition going to the FCC, making a very simple remark to them. Hello, commissioners. There's only five of them. Three are Democrats, two are Republican. We all know that the public values test is just Fairness Doctrine 2.0. So stop telling the media and stop telling all of us that this is nothing to do with the Fairness Doctrine. We know it is the Fairness Doctrine on steroids, which is exactly what this would be if the public values test was implemented. We will not allow you to do this. We will monitor it, and we will make sure that Congress and even the executive branch, if necessary, steps in to do everything they can to stop you, a federal agency with independent authority, from stepping in and starting to review the American people's radio. Let me ask you this. You think they're going to be looking into NPR? No. NPR can fire any conservative they want. They're never going to be reviewed. Al Sharpton, he's not worried about it. It's conservatives who need to be nervous, folks. We need to be vigilant on this issue. Here's the toll-free number you call to join this petition going directly to the FCC. Be one of the American people who says, you know what? We know what you're trying to do with this. We trust those ACLJ attorneys who focus their time, like Colby May, who was on the broadcast yesterday, on telecom issues. We know exactly what this plan is by the federal government. It's more federal government in our lives. This time, they'll be in your radio again, and it hasn't been that way since 1987. Call our toll-free number now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. 5-5.
Yeah, Jordan, let me just very quickly underline something that you said, because it's really important. The other side, the ones that support the Fairness Doctrine, are saying that it's all about more speech and information. Well, you said it right. The Fairness Doctrine was here for 40 years, and what happened is all controversial topics came off the air because broadcasters could not afford to air them. The FCC themselves admitted that in 1985, and that's why it was repealed. Folks need to remember that. Let's go back to the phones. Line 1, Frank from Florida is calling. Frank, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thanks, Frank.
Hey, I was just wondering, because I am a local radio host on a Christian radio station here in Orlando and also a Christian comedian. And the premise of my show is called Community Youth Outreach. And you're right, because we do need to get more information out and get more people plugged in to what we're trying to do in the communities. And if we got somebody that's coming by always trying to monitor and edit what we're doing, how are we going to get the pertinent information out? Some people may not agree with all of it, but my main thing is, especially when you're dealing with teenagers, sometimes you have to be a little front and forward to make them realize and recognize that this is real life. And a lot of times people want to sugarcoat stuff with these teenagers.
And Frank, this is what I'm talking about here, and I want to thank you for your phone call. I'm glad you're on the radio. Is it, if you turn on NPR, it is watered down. I mean, controversial. We do some interviews with them, but they make sure, you know, the debate never really gets heated. They say some pretty nasty stuff about conservatives, but even that is done in this kind of quiet, monotone kind of sound. It's not in your face. And so if that's what you want all of your radio to sound like, then go ahead and support NPR's public value test. But if you're someone like Frank calling from Florida and you're saying, you know, I got this show, I'm talking to teenagers, I want to be upfront and honest with them. And Frank can imagine already as a broadcaster what it would be like to have the federal government breathing down his back. It's exactly why we have to all join this petition going to the FCC saying no. You are not going to implement Fairness Doctrine 2.0. That's what this is about, folks. This is about how to silence conservative and Christian radio right before the next presidential election. How do we scare radio stations and shows from talking about politics when President Obama's on the ballot again? It's exactly what this is about. It's why you need to call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. Listen, it's a testament to you that they're even trying to implement this policy, because it is a response to the activism, the grassroots activism that conservative and Christian talk radio has spawned because of you. So in a way, this is a testament to the great work that you've been doing, but why we better stay vigilant, folks. 877-989-2255.
Jordan, time for one more call before the break. Remember, we've got another 30 minutes of Jay Sekulow Live, so keep calling 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to John from California on line 2. John, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. I echo what you said about the effect talk radio has had on the national politics, but one other comment I wanted to make is that there's been a recent push by Congress to defund the corporate for public broadcasting, and this may be part of a pushback in that regard, as I because that's come up since the firing of Juan Williams.
Well, listen, I think this is all connected. I mean, what they want, John, is for when you turn on the radio, the only thing you hear is things like NPR, which is so liberal. I mean, I don't know now a conservative who even is on there as a commentator who's actually employed by NPR and use their services. I'm not sure if that even exists as someone who regularly appears. But it's the whole idea of this monotone, very quiet, not heated, not about activism discussion. And honestly, listen, there are plenty of people who listen to NPR. It does well. It's got a lot of public funding. People donate to it. That's on their own business. They can have what they want. But for a conservative station to survive, they can't use the same kind of shows as NPR. It wouldn't work. The advertising wouldn't be there, which means the staff wouldn't have jobs. You wouldn't have the producers. You certainly wouldn't have the host. This is a response. This is, how do we silence conservatives before the next time President Obama is on the ballot? How do we stop those Christians from being involved in politics? How do we get those people like Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh to shut up before Obama's back on the ballot? That's why we have to take a stand. Join this petition going to the FCC right now, 877-989-2255. You call this toll-free number now, 877-989-2255.
Tell the FCC no to government-mandated speech. Free speech is the cornerstone of our freedoms. But if this FCC official gets his way, Christian broadcasting and programs like the one you're listening to right now could be taken off the air. Send the FCC a powerful message. The FCC has no business telling broadcasters what to air. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Remember, this is a full live 30 minutes of Jay Sekulow Live right now. I want to do something before we go back into the FCC issue. If you're hanging on the line, I will get to your phone calls. But right before we go back to that, I wanted to talk about with Than Bennett, the ACLJ's Director of Government Affairs, what's happening here in Washington, D.C. First, the founder of WikiLeaks has been, of course, you've heard this already, he's been arrested in the U.K. He's been arraigned. He is not being let on bail. It's actually not on anything related to WikiLeaks itself. This is a sexual assault charge, rape charges, stemming from Sweden. That he's being held now in the UK on. I would have wished and hoped that he was brought on charges of espionage and there's different laws that apply to this in the UK and maybe extradited to the United States. I'm not sure this is the best way to stop him. This may end up making him some kind of hero in the community, in the online community and the left. But at the same time, he is still in prison, and I mean, I think that's a good thing. The second is President Obama, in a shocking reversal of policy, is looking to extend those Bush tax cuts. Remember those tax cuts from President Bush that President Obama ran for election on in 2000, saying that they destroyed the economy? Well, suddenly he's ready to extend them and support the extension of them for at least another 2 years, which means it's through another presidential election cycle, and then he'll come back and revisit it then. It has upset the left, to say the least. And Than, let's give everyone an update here. I mean, now you've got President Obama backing an extension if the unemployment benefits, the long-term unemployment benefits are extended. But at the same time, now you've got opposition from the left. So the left is going after Obama even after the election defeats in November. What do you think is going to happen here?
Well, you know, we take a look at the framework of the agreement that's coming out, Jordan, and there are other pieces to it, but you mentioned the two big ones. You've got basically the two-year tax extension for all the brackets. Of course, that is what mainly the Republican side have been pushing for. Yes, they would have liked it permanent, but this is at least all the brackets getting extended. Then you have another 13 weeks of unemployment benefits for folks, Jordan, that many of them have had 99 weeks already. So that was something that the left wanted. It appears that both of those things are going to be in this package. It would appear, although you can never be certain, but it would appear that they have the votes in both chambers to pass this extension. And you touched on the key thing here, Jordan. This punts the tax debate to the next 2 years, to the next presidential election. So candidates from both parties are going to have to weigh in on whether or not they support making the current brackets permanent. And the other thing, Jordan, the last thing I'll mention, the Congress still has to fund the government for next year. So as soon as this deal is passed, they're going to shift to how they're going to spend money in the next year. They have to get that finished before they can leave before Christmas. Expect that to be a big fight with a lot of special interest items tacked on. So we'll see how that plays out.
It's going to be very interesting, folks. This final battles in Washington, D.C. before the end of the 111th Congress, the lame duck session. I told you, folks, this is not after November. It's not the end of the fight. It's really a new beginning of this short-term fight that's happening. And it looks like President Obama has caved on his original campaign pledges. I mean, this is a president, remember, folks, who said that part of the reason the economy failed was because of these tax cuts, now got up on live television yesterday and saying he's going to extend them, which you wonder why that poll that came out from Gallup that Politico reported yesterday that said President Bush, George W. Bush, has now a higher job approval rating than President Obama, the first time since the Obama presidency. And you wonder if that's because President Obama is now relying on Bush policies to keep the economy afloat. I'll continue to take your phone calls, folks. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 1-800-684-3110. Remember, right now is a great time to make an online donation to the American Center for Law and Justice. You go to aclj.org. We're in a matching challenge, which means your gift is doubled. So if you make an online donation of $5, it becomes 10. 10 becomes 20, and all the way up from there. There's no max, but also, I mean, a $5 donation can be a $10 gift to the ACLJ. If you go online right now and be a part of our matching challenge, that's at aclj.org. But it doesn't cost you anything to join our petition to the FCC saying, hey, we know this is Fairness Doctrine 2.0. You call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
The FCC is at it again, this time another attempt to put the troubling Fairness Doctrine in place, a move aimed at shutting down conservative talk radio and programs like this one, Jay Sekulow Live. No, they won't use the term Fairness Doctrine, but make no mistake about it, that's exactly what's under consideration now. A top FCC commissioner says he wants every broadcast station in America to undergo something called, quote, a public value test, where the FCC can take away a station's license if it doesn't like what it hears. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing to protect free speech. Tell the FCC no to government-mandated speech. Free speech is the cornerstone of our freedoms. But if this FCC official gets his way, Christian broadcasting and programs like the one you're listening to right now could be taken off the air. Send the FCC a powerful message. The FCC has no business telling broadcasters what to air. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice, on the front lines, fighting to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms, tackling the tough issues, taking action. ACLJ's Jordan Sekulow.
Whether it's standing up for the rights of Christians around the globe or defending the sanctity of human life, the ACLJ is truly making a difference. All possible because of your support. And now, by using your mobile phone, you can double your gift through the ACLJ's Life in Justice matching challenge.
Text the word life, that's L-I-F-E, to the number 50555 to donate $25 to the ACLJ, and right now that gift will be doubled. Send a text gift, $25, to the ACLJ. Text the word life, L-I-F-E, to the number 50555. That's 50555, and we'll double the gift. Message and data rates apply. Thank you.
You would listen to the music on the AM radio. AM radio. Yeah, you could hear the music on the AM radio.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I saved this one for the second 30 minutes of Jay Sekulow Live because this is interesting. I would not be playing this if I didn't think you needed to hear it. It's about net neutrality, and this is an FCC commissioner, Clyburn, Commissioner Clyburn, who is the daughter of Congressman Jim Clyburn from South Carolina. So she is an FCC, one of the five people in charge of the Federal Communications Commission. She said this, I'll play the soundbite for you as well, but let me say it for you first. I don't really like saying this, but I think it's important for you to hear that she actually was saying this while being recorded. She said, every community, every nappy head, yes, I said it, every nappy-headed child deserves to be not only connected, but to be proud of who he or she is, the internet, open access to this platform. I have no idea what that has to do with the internet or but net neutrality. But this is an FCC commissioner, and we have the sound for you. She's African American, but folks, I don't think that in any way that means it's okay for her to make these kind of comments. Where Al Sharpton saying it's all too racially charged already about Rush Limbaugh. Why is she able to say something like this? And let's listen to her. This audio is a little tough to hear, but this is what she said. Bite 8.
Every nappy-headed, yes, I said it, nappy-headed child deserves to be not only connected, but to be proud of who he news, the internet, open access to this platform.
This has nothing to do with net neutrality or being able to go to a public library and access the internet. In fact, you can go to the public library and see whatever you want on the internet and anything you want. The Supreme Court has not allowed hardly any restrictions, even pornography. So I'm not sure why these children don't have access to the internet at their schools or at the library systems that we have across the country. But I digress. This is the arguments from an actual FCC commissioner. This is not some grassroots activist. This is the FCC commissioner, one of only five in the country. What do you think about that? 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
Jordan, let's go back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to line five. Sherry's calling from Washington. Sherry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jordan. That soundbite you just played is absolutely disgusting. But it does show that the point I was going to make, which is that our founding fathers who were Christians, you know, put their whole lives and their fortunes on the line so that we could have this freedom of speech. And the left can have the right to be saying all these things. And that's what's so crazy is that, you know, they wouldn't even have their right if it hadn't been for Christian conservative founding fathers who gave this to us, and now they're trying to take it away.
Well, I think, again, you know, you bring up something interesting, Sherry, which is that if this was a conservative, no way would you be on the air the next day if you were a radio show host, if you were a commentator. You'd be probably, you know, definitely if you were at NPR, but if you happen to be a conservative, even if you were African-American, I don't think you'd get away with a comment like this. But if you're a liberal and you're an FCC commissioner and the daughter of a powerful congressman, then you can start saying comments like this, and it's totally fine. This is ridiculous, folks. And I want to again reiterate that the woman who said that is not just an activist, not just a pundit. She is one of five people in the United States of America charged with determining the policies of our federal communications. She handles that. The broadcasting, the internet issues, the airwaves, television. This is what she's in charge of. And she says comments like this, and no one is responding. No one's saying anything. That's why I want to talk to you about it at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I also want to talk about this because it's something that I'm kind of toying with the notion of, but I'd like to get your opinion on, especially if you're listening to us on a Christian channel right now. And that's, do you think that tax cuts are the Christian thing to do? I'm starting to think, I'm coming up with this kind of thesis about the modern day that it is, because it empowers people. It's so that people can give more to charity, so that people can be more involved with tithing at their church, that they can decide for their own what they want to do with their money, including do they want to maybe send their kids or continue to send their kids to Christian education, or does it provide the funding that enables them to homeschool their children if they're making that decision? What do you think about that hypothesis? Is it the Christian thing to do to cut taxes, or at least to keep taxes low, like President Obama has decided to do for at least the next 2 years? It was not easy for him to make that decision, and the left surely isn't happy. But we hear on the other side of debate that it's the Christian thing to raise taxes, to give more federal aid, to not rely on churches, to not rely on the faith community to provide assistance to those in need. I'd like to hear your opinion on that as well in light of all this tax news discussion at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
Yeah, Jordan, let me just follow up quickly on your comments about James Clyburn. You know, he is a Democrat whip. He is one of the leadership of the Democrat Party in the House. Very powerful person. His daughter is one of the five FCC commissioners, like you mentioned. But this really shouldn't come as any surprise to us. She was nominated by President Obama. And if you think back to the health care debate, remember what President Obama's group Organizing for America did. They told callers to call programs like Jay Sekulow Live. They gave them talking points to try to refute what they are what we were saying. This has been their position for a long time. One of the other commissioners, in fact, the chairman of the FCC, Julius Janikowski, he's one of the most pro-fairness doctrine people in Washington, D.C. He used to work for Senator Schumer, who is one of the longtime advocates. So this is a well-documented position of the Obama administration. We can't forget that the ties go to the very top on this one. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to line one. Andy's calling from North Carolina. Andy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Jordan. Hey, guys. Hey, listen, I just had a quick comment. You know, we all have radios, and we all have the right to listen to what we want to. When you type in, I listen to 170XM, Family Talk. Now, when I tune in to, and I see the title Family Talk, I don't think I'm going to get Howard Stern. I mean, what do you think? I'm going to get Family Talk. I'm going to get conservative things I need to listen to for my family. You know, if you want to listen to the left-wing liberals, then they have their own channel. You know, go to them and listen. And again, like you're talking about NPR, do you think NPR is going to change their ways? No, they're going to let them do exactly what they've been doing. They're not going to do anything to them, but they want to change us and keep us from having our rights to listen to what people need to be hearing. And that's all my call.
Well, hey, listen, and you're exactly right, Andy. This is what the purpose is of, and I want to thank you for calling our program. The purpose is that people have a choice. Before 1987, you didn't really have a choice. It was NPR, some local broadcasting, but there wasn't a national show to tune into. Now you have the option of listening to more local programming. There's stations that specialize in that. But you also have the option of tuning into a show like Jay Sekulow Live, broadcasting out of our nation's capital, bringing all these people in. I mean, we listened about the states that we've talked to today, New Jersey, out in the West Coast, the Washington State. We talked to you, Andy, in North Carolina. We got callers coming in right now from Illinois and New York. It leads to a different dialogue than if you're just talking about what's happening in your own community, because it exposes you to how people are thinking. People may have an entirely different background. You may be a farmer in the West of America, in the Midwest, and you're listening to the same broadcast as someone who lives in a suburb of New York City, and someone who's right here in Washington, D.C., in the nation's capital, and someone who's in Los Angeles, and someone who may be in Portland, Oregon, and or Alaska or Hawaii, where we're on in all these places. Maybe you're in Canada even, and you're able to listen to a broadcast where everyone's coming together. That is the great thing about the end of the Fairness Doctrine, is that we're able to come together from all these different parts of the country and unite to talk about issues, to talk through some issues. And let me say this. When we do, it scares the left because we're not divided anymore. We can come together with different accents and different backgrounds, and we can stand together on the same issues. It's a powerful grassroots empowerment tool, and that is what the left can't stand. It's why the FCC wants to implement this, quote, public values test on radio stations, where they're going to be coming in and assessing, is your local radio station that you listen to diverse enough? Politically correct enough? Are they doing enough for the community? And what about political donations? Do you want the federal government breathing down the neck of your local broadcasters, of the station that you're listening to right now with Jay Sekulow Live? I don't think so. And it's why we have this brand new petition going directly to the FCC. Here's the toll-free number you call to join. It's 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. We got another segment of Jay Sekulow Live. Give us a call. We want to talk to you. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Remember, it's a great time to make an online donation to the ACLJ. You go to aclj.org, and right now we're involved in a matching challenge, which means any gift that you make is doubled to the American Center for Law and Justice. So if you gave as much as $100, it becomes $200, $200 donation to the ACLJ. $50 becomes $100. $20 becomes $40, $25, $50. All you've got to do is make that donation at aclj.org, and your gift will be doubled. Go a long way to help the American Center for Law and Justice. You can do that right now at aclj.org. You can call and join our petition at 877-989-2255 and talk to us, 1-800-684-3110.
The American Center for Law and Justice, on the front lines, fighting to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms, tackling the tough issues, taking action. ACLJ's Jordan Sekulow.
Whether it's standing up for the rights of Christians around the globe or defending the sanctity of human life, the ACLJ is truly making a difference. All possible because of your support. And now, by using your mobile phone, you can double your gift through the ACLJ's Life and Justice Matching Challenge.
Text the word LIFE, that's L-I-F-E, to the number 50555 to donate $25 to the ACLJ. And right now, that gift will be doubled. Send a text gift, $25, to the ACLJ. Text the word LIFE, L-I-F-E, to the number 50555. That's 50555.
and will double the gift. Message and data rates apply. Thank you. The FCC is at it again, this time another attempt to put the troubling Fairness Doctrine in place, a move aimed at shutting down conservative talk radio and programs like this one, Jay Sekulow Live. No, they won't use the term Fairness Doctrine, but make no mistake about it, that's exactly what's under consideration now. A top FCC commissioner says he wants every broadcast station in America to undergo something called, quote, a public value test, where the FCC can take away a station's license if it doesn't like what it hears. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing to protect free speech. Tell the FCC no to government-mandated speech. Free speech is the cornerstone of our freedoms. But if this FCC official gets his way, Christian broadcasting and programs like the one you're listening to right now could be taken off the air. Send the FCC a powerful message. The FCC has no business telling broadcasters what to air. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Talking FCC. We got some calls coming in. We're going to get to them from Michigan, from New York. If you want to talk, just 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Rosa calling from New York on line 4. Rosa, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to make a comment. You know, what's coming on now with the government is that they want to take over everything so that it will be like George Orwell predicted in 1984 with his book where everything was controlled in a Brave New World type of style. We also have, the tax rebate that he's trying to pass, they're trying to uphold now with the one from Bush, is Christian. It's actually... Jesus said, you know, it has nothing to do with Caesar. You give Caesar what is Caesar. This has not, you know, this is a Christian thing to do where you're upholding, you know, our government the way it is now.
We have something different here in the United States, I think, than a government of biblical times, and that's that the American people actually have a say. So we decide who's elected. And their policy is directed in most part by their constituents, whether it's the president, especially members of Congress, and definitely the House of Representatives, where you're talking about district-level representation, but even senators as well in your state government. And so it's up to those officials to do the will of the constituency they represent, to do their best job to represent the people that elected them to serve in Washington, D.C. So I think there is a difference between an ancient time and looking at it, the tax issue from that perspective. So I think we have a different system, a totally different system of government. And it doesn't mean that you shouldn't pay your taxes. I didn't say that. What I was saying is what the government should do about tax rates. Do you think it's right or wrong for the government to raise them, to lower them? And is it the Christian thing to do to lower people's taxes, to empower them more with the salary that they make, the money that they've made with their own hard work? That's something we want to talk about at 1-800-684-3110. Carol's calling from Michigan on line 1. Carol, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. One of the comments that you had, and I hear this so frequently, and I just feel kind of prone to say something. My husband's a counselor in a public school, and yes, he does. He sees just terrible things. But isn't it our responsibility as Christians to be the light in those schools? My husband's a very strong Christian, and rather than to have everybody told to homeschool or start charter schools or go to a Christian school, why aren't we as Christians supporting our public schools and being that light where there's so much darkness? I know there's a lot of darkness. I have kids that are in the public school. My granddaughter's in the public school. But it just seems like that's what Jesus did.
Carol, first of all, I would disagree with you there that, again, the notion of public education was not around. Unless you were the top, you were not educated in those time periods in a public way, in a government-sponsored way, unless you were wealthy, independently wealthy, and you had private tutors or part of a religious institution Jesus was not at any public schools. He was at Jewish schools at most, which was definitely not a public institution, Carol. It was a religious institution. People got their children elected with religious institutions. Let's be honest about the public school system. And I will tell you this, Carol. My mom and so my dad's wife was a public school teacher for a long time. And in some pretty tough schools in the Atlanta, Georgia area. And so it's not like the secular family doesn't have exposure to the public school system. But at the same time, I think you're asking people to risk their children because you say there's a lot of darkness in the public schools. That I cannot agree with. I don't think you risk your children's education and possibly their future by sending them to a public school that you know is bad if you have other options available to you. If you don't, you have to make the best decision you can with the resources that you have. But if you know a school is filled with a lot of darkness, as you said, I don't think you start sending your kids into the lion's den if you're able to give them some other option for their education that you think would be better. It doesn't mean that there's not some good public schools in the United States of America, but I think on the most part, we see the test results. They just don't add up. And we saw this education report that came out today. You know, the U.S. is not even in the top 10 in worldwide education anymore. And we know that education is tied to economic growth. So, Carol, I thank you for your phone call. I think we disagree a little bit. I think what your husband's doing great. I hope your kids are successful and maybe change some minds and being a good example in the public school system. But I can't agree that we shouldn't use those options when they're available. I think what the public school system knows is that if we were able to give parents real school choice, there would be no public school system. That parents would not choose to send their kids to public education. They would always choose religious schools or private schools that offer a better education, more foreign language training, better writing, better skills so that they get into a better college and have a better career. And there may be some public schools out there which are excellent and more power to those schools. But I think if people had a choice, they probably wouldn't be going to those places in most instances because their children don't get enough education there, enough attention to their education there. And so, folks, you know, it's interesting to talk about. You want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We got off on a little bit of a tangent there. Now, interesting right now, I'm watching. And, Than, President Obama has called a press conference at 2:20 this afternoon. Now, this is pretty interesting. We don't know yet. Is this about the tax issue? Could he be pulling back on this compromise agreement to move ahead with this two-year extension? Could have to do with WikiLeaks, could be something else entirely different. But let me tell you that the political speculation, this is live, folks, we've just got a couple minutes left, is it this could be involved with the tax issue.
Yeah, no, and I think it probably is, Jordan. I mean, it's a little bit of speculation right now, but I think the point that you made earlier is worth following up on, and that's this idea of whether or not this is a tax cut or just keeping the current rates. And let's be clear with folks. I mean, Congress passed these tax cuts back in 2001 and 2003, but every Congress has the opportunity to rewrite tax policy. So this Congress and this president are going to have to own tax rights going forward or tax policy going forward. And remember, the only reason that we are facing an expiration of those policies right now is because the Democrats in Congress at that time insisted on an expiration in order to vote for them. So that's what we're facing with the agreement that we're seeing today and that I think the president's going to talk about here in a couple of hours simply maintains those current tax rates. We're not talking about an additional cut. We're talking about keeping the rates that you have now. If that agreement were to fall apart, Jordan, we'd be talking about a massive increase on all tax brackets. So I just wanted to make that clear. You're probably going to hear the president talk about the details, but it's going to be interesting to see how he spins his change of position on this one. I think the American people have really forced his hand, and that's the only reason that he's in the place that he is today.
It's going to be interesting, folks. Is speculation, could President Obama be changing his mind or at least maybe re-messaging what he meant by extending the Bush tax cuts for 2 years or this opposition he's gotten from the left? It is very bizarre that just after this press conference yesterday, that if it is related to taxes at all, it should be some interesting political theater. That's coming up 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time, live from the White House. We'll talk about that. And, folks, as we go into this, finish out the broadcast day, I got to encourage you, join our new petition going directly to the FCC saying, hey, guys, you know what? Five commissioners out there, some of you have made some bizarre comments calling for public value tests, talking about kids and their hair. This is actually FCC commissioners we've been talking about today on the broadcast. Tell them this. You know, we know that the public values test is the Fairness Doctrine 2.0. We're on record. The American people don't want this. Call our toll-free number. Join the petition. 877-989-2255. 877-989-2255. 989-2255.
Tell the FCC no to government-mandated speech. Free speech is the cornerstone of our freedoms. But if this FCC official gets his way, Christian broadcasting and programs like the one you're listening to right now could be taken off the air. Send the FCC a powerful message. The FCC has no business telling broadcasters what to air. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.